Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. Yes, I am back. Maybe we'll talk about where I was later, but maybe not, because we've got a lot to get into here today. A lot! Man, since the last time I was here, we've had two draft shows. Bunch of nothing happening shows, if we're being honest. Bunch of people got drafted to their own show. I remember when I said, you know, Ilya Dragunov declared for the draft. So, like, why would he be drafted back to his own show? Little did I know that 80% of the people drafted were drafted to their own show. So anyway, we'll go over who's where after Raw last night, talk about the Raw show. There is a WWE pay-per-view this coming weekend. Yes, Saturday there's a WWE pay-per-view and a UFC pay-per-view and a bunch of New Japan shows. So we can talk about all that. And of course, NXT is tonight, the second night of spring breakout, minus some people who got pulled up in the draft. Give you all the details on that. Dynamite tomorrow, and then all of the news. That includes the interesting ratings from this past Saturday night. Maybe I was wrong about something. We'll have to talk about it. Collision followed immediately by Rampage, which followed the NBA. How did it do with that as the lead-in? Talk about the story. I don't know why this story. Rock's chronic lateness. We'll get into that. Tony Khan talks about Goldberg and the whole neck brace gimmick that he's doing right now. And some AEW hires. I mean, there's so much news. So we're going to talk about as much as we can here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, back here today and ready to rock and roll. I actually got some sleep.
Good.
Man, I could go off for about 15 minutes about all sorts of things. But I'll get into the news and be a professional. Maybe later. Anyway, what the heck was up with this draft?
Whack.
What's the point? Well, here we go.
Apparently to draft everyone back to where they were to begin with. That's what the point was.
Well, here's the thing with the draft. I mean,
it's a gimmick.
Well, should I go on my draft spiel here?
Yeah.
People are going to go, oh, here we go again. All Vince's fault. Defending Triple A. I'm just telling you what happened, okay?
So Frank should have won the title. Oh, wait.
Well, he should have won the title. So, I mean, let's start off at the beginning. This draft sucked. It's pointless.
It did.
Okay?
It was
stupid. All right?
Well, I don't know about that.
It was stupid.
It was ineffective.
It was pretty stupid.
Well.
So, here's what we had. Raw, their number one draft pick was Gunther and Kaiser, but not Vinci, because he split up from them. Okay? They were already on Raw to begin with. SmackDown picked Jade Cargill, who was already on SmackDown to begin with. Raw got Damage Control, so that was actually a switch. And SmackDown chose Kevin Owens, who was already on SmackDown. Cool picks. Then the second one, Raw chose CM Punk, who was already on Raw.
And injured.
SmackDown chose The Pride, who were already on SmackDown. Oops. They're Lions, you see.
Ah. What about B-Fab?
She's there.
Lion too?
Yeah.
Lioness.
Raw chose Braun Strowman, who God only knows where he was anyway. He's been out for over a year. He had a neck fusion.
He was controlling his narrative.
And then SmackDown chose Tiffany, who was already on SmackDown. And after the Tiffany pick, Cole goes, well, you know, that's not a traditional deal, drafting someone to the brand they were already on. I was just starting to not hate you at this job, and now what are you talking about, dude? 75% of the people got drafted back to where they were, or more, And halfway through the second show, Cole goes, unusual to be drafted back to the same show.
You got 3 hours to fill. Sometimes you trip over yourself.
Then we had an interview with Booker. They go, Booker, what do you think about the draft? He goes, interesting. I'll be interested to see what Judgment Day and what happens with Judgment Day and CM Punk. It's like, brother, Punk already got drafted. Thanks for paying attention. And then later they ask him again, and he goes, you know, I don't want to talk about what happened. I want to talk about what might happen. What do you think is going to happen with Trick and Roxanne? I swear to God he said this. I go, dude, they're undraftable. Okay? The rules are champions are protected. You literally listed two champions and asked what might happen with them in the draft. Well, I'll tell you, nothing.
Me.
Then we add Raw taking Rey, Dragon Lee, Cruz, Joaquin, Zelina, and Carlito. So
wait,
they
what?
Switched.
Yeah. Ooh. Carlito?
Yeah, Carlito. Even though he split, he was included with the group. Because it was on the paper, according to Dave. SmackDown got Santos, Angel, Umberto, and Elektra. And Ron Simmons had actually, he had never heard of these guys in their lives when he read their names. They were already on SmackDown as it was. Raw picked Drew, who was already on Raw. SmackDown picked Shinsuke, so someone actually switched. Which, by the way, Cole, that was unusual, that someone actually switched. Raw picked Judgment Day, who were already on Raw. SmackDown picked Naomi, who was already on SmackDown. Raw picked Ilya Dragunov, who, you know, had been on Raw a few weeks ago, but he was NXT, got called up. And SmackDown picked Chelsea and Piper, so they're switching. Then Raw chose A New Day, who already were on Raw. SmackDown picked Pretty Deadly, who were already on SmackDown. Raw picked Lyra. Lyra Valkyra is going up. She was so happy. And everyone was so happy for her, it melted my heart. SmackDown picked Candice and Indy, because I got to keep married people together. And then for the final round,
get some Ludwig and Tiffany, better get married soon.
Raw picked Final Testament. That's a switch. SmackDown picked DIY. Keep them together. Raw picked Bronson, who's already on Raw. And SmackDown picked Blair Davenport. So I had predicted, and you mocked me last week, Blair, Ilya, Braun, Baron, and Fallon. So I only missed out on Fallon. She was the only one I missed out on. Thank you very much, everybody. You know. So anyway, here's the deal. So I have hated the brand split. Okay.
Day one.
Well, tell you what.
Day one, I was here.
Well, yeah,
I hated it.
Well, you know why I hated it? Because why? How they did it. Okay. If you want to have a Raw show with a specific roster and a SmackDown show with a specific roster, but like if you need somebody on the other show, they can go there, whatever. Fine, okay? But the way they did it, which is, we're going to tell you that these are locked. We're going to tell you every November that it's the one time per year that you're going to see people. It's like, you tell us that, and then you do something totally different. Made me so angry. It was so stupid year after year. And every year Vince did it. We're going to do this big draft. We're going to have people switch sides. But then, like, sometimes we're going to forget about it. Sometimes people are just going to... It was stupid, okay? So, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but when Vince left, they dropped that. They still had a Raw roster and a SmackDown roster. But, like, if they needed Dominic on SmackDown, he'd just be on SmackDown. He would be on Raw 80% of the time. That's his brand. But he can go to the other show. It was a loose brand split. Like, that's the way you need to do it, because then you don't insult the viewers by telling them, you'll never see Dominic on SmackDown again. You'll never see Dominic and Rey together because they're on different brands. And then we do. So the way they're doing it now is superior. But when you do it like that, it's like, we don't even really need a draft. Like, who cares? And you can see from the SmackDown numbers, who cares? It didn't do that well.
Well, there were people watching that other draft. They kind of took precedence, you know? And the idea.
So the point is, it was stupid before, and now it's stupid in a different way.
It is.
Can't win for losing.
Well, this is the way it's going to be. They like doing this. They like, you know, wanting some network separation and doing that sort of stuff. Remember Cletus when he came to Fox and all that sort of stuff. And it gives them the opportunity to have two shows that you can kind of put into cruise control because they're draft shows. which would be okay if you added some drama or something to these shows that would have made them a little bit more exciting. I don't think they're going to lose a whole lot here after WrestleMania. You know, they're still going to be very strong. This number, even with the loss, was still a strong number for them on Friday night, but it's just one of those things where...
Well, I mean, it was strong if you consider the lowest number in months.
Yeah, but it was how many people? 2 point... whatever it was.
Well, I mean, it's on Fox. It's not going to drop that far.
Of course. And that's,
you know, they
the
drafted
whole...
they drafted the Raw numbers to SmackDown.
And that's the whole point is. But the thing is that made it disappointing was there weren't a lot of moves and there was not a lot of drama built into these other storylines. I mean, we got Backlash France coming up and it's probably the most forgotten about premium live event that they've done in quite some time.
SmackDown did 2.143 million. Lowest audience since last year. There has not been a number in 2024 this low. 0.58, 18 of 49. Also, all of these lowest since, like, not only was it December, but it was like the Christmas week sort, like, that's always going to die. So it probably was the worst going back even further. Had the NBA draft, which, you know, murdered them. And then the other two interesting.
NFL.
NFL,
and NBA
yeah.
playoffs. And
well,
NHL
you know, there's
playoffs.
A secret NBA draft you don't know about. It's on the secret board. Now, Saturday's Collision and Rampage was the other interesting deal because Saturday's Collision aired right after the NBA playoffs, which is not the NFL draft, averaged 621,000 viewers. 621,000 for Collision and a 0.21. The third highest rating they've ever done. Ever, Collision.
Yeah, well.
And then... they were followed immediately by Rampage. I mean, immediately, like it's part of the show. And Rampage did 293 and a 0.09.
Yeah, these numbers weren't as good as they sounded at the beginning.
Stand by. Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, the funny thing about ratings is, well, you know, it's numbers over like a lot of time or whatever.
Numbers do play a part,
right?
Yes.
Well, let's look at it. So what does it say when I read the deal here? Well, you know, Collision did great, 621,000.21, largest audience since July 29th, third largest of all time.
But why?
Well, I do not begrudge them at all for what they did, which was you air it right after the NBA, and you try and throw something big out there.
Damn right.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got these quarters from Brandon Thurston here, and that first quarter right after the NBA ended, okay? At first quarter, where Swerve came out to talk, 1.35 million viewers, 0.49 in 18 to 49. Absolutely gigantic. That was all the people that just finished watching the NBA, and the TV was still on. We then proceeded to get an incredible turnoff over the next hour. We went from 1.35 million for the promo. You know, by the time the promo was over, they were down to 850.
500,000.
They lost a half million viewers. Like, what that means is, like, the thing started, and, like, within about a minute, probably a half million people just shut off the TV. Some stuck around a little longer, and they announced the Claudio Castagnoli match. And then they started that Action Andretti Top Flight Ass Boys match.
Well, AJ White's not one of those.
They lost another 200,000 viewers during that match. And it just kept going straight down. Yeah. By the time the first hour, you know, the first segment of the second hour was down to 551 and a .18. And then, you know, they used the Swerve promo to hype up a main event. And the main event ended up doing 440 and a .15. So, you know, it's like, in theory, it's like a great idea. You're going to have a huge lead in. So, like, you know, do something to get... I don't know what the idea is. Like, convert non-viewers into wrestling fans or whatever? Never works.
Try to give them something.
Yeah. I mean, by the time the show was over, you were down to your normal professional wrestling fans. You picked up zero people from the lead-in. I mean, it's just what happened. And then, you know, it fell more for Rampage, but not like a ton. It just, I mean, 440 to 314. I mean, I guess that's pretty significant. But, you know, then the Rampage show... was really just straight line. That was just all of the hardest of the hardcore wrestling fans who were going to watch 3 hours on Saturday. And that's about your number, you know, 290,000 of those people. And that was what happened. So, I mean, am I saying they shouldn't have aired it? Of course they should have aired it afterwards. And, you know, if you look at, like, the hourly, the show itself, you know, that was a giant boost for Collision. But the reality is it was just like a giant first quarter, and then it really just went back to normal afterwards. So, you know, there's no answer. I mean,
no,
WWE
after...
could do it as well. I mean, you know, that first ever SmackDown, you know, that happened at 4 million on Fox. 4 million. They do half of that now. It's just like it's what happens. A bunch of people tuned in. Let's see this new show. And then they were done with it. So...
And you hope some people stick around, or you hope some people who are WWE fans first, who are sports fans first, said, oh, I liked hearing what Swerve had to say, or whatever it is, and maybe they'll tune in on Wednesday. I mean, the only thing you can do is try to take advantage of the time and the benefits that you've been given, and I think they did that. Maybe they should have had Swerve and Claudio go right away instead of going to the sixth man as the next match. I don't know if that would have helped really, though. You know, in the position that they're in. So the only thing you can do is put your best foot forward, and I think they did that with Swerve. And as you mentioned, the show just went down to the totals that it's pretty much been doing anyway. Now, one thing we're seeing is because of all of the NHL and NBA playoff stuff going on, you are seeing Rampage attached to either Collision or you're seeing it attached to Dynamite. I'd have to look at the numbers when it is attached to each
show. Are you wheezing?
Because I have to cough.
I don't need to hear any more of that.
Yeah, I'm trying not to, but, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I want to, at some point, I have a feeling we're going to see a third hour attached to one of these shows, and I think it's probably going to be Collision, so they can make a block out of the, you know, out of the show. So, you know, I'll have to look and see, but I have a feeling that these three-hour blocks could be a thing in the future.
Well, we talked about it last week. I even suggested that if you're being paid for 5 hours of TV, I think it's better to do Collision followed by Rampage than Rampage as a standalone on Friday night, because they had 2 weeks in a row where Rampage followed Collision and did way better. This week, that did not happen. Now, to be fair, there is a difference here. This did air 30 minutes later than usual. So, you know, Rampage ended at 11:30. So that is something. Like, the later you go in the evening, it doesn't matter what you are. It's just going to be fewer viewers because people fall asleep and whatever. But I do think that as a general rule, if they gave me, if they said, Brian Kahn, we're going to give you 5 hours of television. You know, Dynamite's 2 hours on Wednesday. But, like, what do you want to do with the other three? You know, I would not do Friday standalone and Saturday. I would just do 3 hours Saturday. Just 3 hours.
Yeah.
Back to back. Get it done. It's and I say that as someone where, for me, that is significantly less convenient. You know, I went to a wrestling show on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah?
Boom Pro Wrestling.
Ooh.
I'm going to talk about it tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, because Vinny and Sean also went. And, brother, I have not had so much fun at a wrestling show in years. I watched Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln?
The 16th president. Bobby Abraham Fish. Lincoln. He wrestled on the show.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And, like, it was so fun. But, I mean, the non-fun part was it was in Vancouver, Washington, or British Columbia. There's also Vancouver, Washington. So, you know, when you add in the border, it took us 4 freaking hours to get there. And then it took, I think, 2.5 or something to get back or whatever. But, like, that was my whole Saturday. That was my whole Saturday. So I had to come home Sunday and figure out how to watch Collision and Rampage before I could do, because I have a show I got to do at 9. So, oh, what are you going to do with your family? Well, nothing. I got to watch 3 hours of wrestling. That sucked. But it wasn't the suckiest thing the last couple of days. But still, like, that's not fun for me personally. But I'm saying this is a fair man and a business person. 3 hours on Saturday night is better than that Friday standalone 1 hour Rampage. It just, you know. And they had, you know, do you guys remember Rampage? You guys remember what Rampage was? What
was
Rampage?
No,
the idea was it is going to air after SmackDown. So all those wrestling fans are going to watch 2 hours of SmackDown.
That was a concept.
And then they're going to find the other channel and watch another hour of Rampage. This has never happened. Almost nobody does that.
It never works.
So move it to Saturday after Collision. At least then you're following on the same channel the same promotion. I think that's better.
They don't need a fifth hour. They need 2 2-hour shows. You could argue they only need 1 2-hour show, but they definitely need 2 2-hour shows. They don't need that extra hour. Now, they're getting paid for it. If they're going to give you money for it, go ahead and do it, but I would rather have a 3 hour block, that's for sure, but I would really rather have just 2 2-hour shows and that's it. They don't need any more than that. They really don't.
Hey, let me give a plug here. So my kids love this Mr. DeMayo. He's a teacher. I think he's in New Jersey, but he started doing these videos, educational videos for kids. And he's got puppets and green screen. They, like, go to different planets. You know, you want to learn about Saturn? Well, he's got a show on Saturn. He's got one on all the planets. He's got historical videos, like, on all the presidents and everything. He's also a wrestling fan. So if you watch his videos, there's always wrestling Easter eggs all over. Like, I think they do one about the sun, and I'm pretty sure that the sun is actually Ric Flair. You just got to watch him. But anyway, so...
Starting to wheeze again.
So he's got one on Abraham Lincoln. The story of Abraham Lincoln, okay? Well, Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler, okay? So he talks about how Abe Lincoln was a wrestler in the video. And he also, as part of this, has an Abraham Lincoln music video, okay? The Abraham Lincoln music video is a spoof of Real American.
Get out.
It is absolutely incredible, okay? It is absolutely incredible. So I emailed him, and I was like, dude, I'm actually going to watch Abe Lincoln. He's wrestling tonight. And so he said, I give permission. Like, if Abraham Lincoln wants to use this song, let's do it. And so, like, I sent it to the promoter and everything like that. And apparently Abe Lincoln liked his actual song, which is like, you know, anyway, it's fine. But this one was better. But he didn't use it. But I do want to plug and encourage everybody to go. It's on YouTube. Mr. DeMeo, Abe Lincoln. Watch the video and check out the Abe Lincoln Real American spoof. It's the greatest.
Do we have enough technology to show that during the break at some point?
I should ask if we could air it on the show, but I want everyone to just go click on the YouTube and also like and subscribe. Do that for our channel too, but go do it for Mr. DeMeo. It's great. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Important news. Mother's Day is only 2 weeks away, but don't panic. Go to Kohl's. I was just there, and they have great prices on gifts for all of the moms in your life. You can pamper her with self-care favorites, treat her to Glam Sephora finds, get top picks for her coffee fix, and more. Plus, if you shop now, you'll save 20% on some of your gifts. Yep, it doesn't get much better or easier than Kohl's.
select styles. 20% offer ends April 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I tweeted it out. Abraham Lincoln Facts by Mr. DeMeo. If you got kids, have them watch all these. They're all great. Yeah, ain't blinking. Anyway, we'll do more news and then maybe I'll tell you about my kids. Now that everything's better. Guys, want to know what happened the last couple days? Should I just do it now?
Yes.
You ever heard the old story, no good deed goes unpunished?
I have.
It's not really a story, but you're about to hear the story. Mm. So I still got my Invisalign.
We can hear.
Yeah, you hear that? Okay. So my teeth are like, they're done, but you got to have these in for like 3 months afterwards to make sure your teeth settle. And then you can take them out and only wear them at night. And apparently he's going to do like something to these out here. I don't even know what. He just said he should do it. And I said, all right. So anyway. So Paisley has a puppet show coming up for her school. Okay. And they're making the puppets. She's very excited. Okay. So puppet show sometime in May. But they have to make the puppets first. So they sent home, you know, you have to make the body at home. You know, you just cut it out and sew it together, and that's the body. But the heads are going to be made in class out of paper mache. So they were going to have a day where the kids and parents could come in and help everybody put together the paper mache heads, all right?
Yeah.
So Paige goes, Daddy, can you please come? It'd be so great. Come help us do the paper mache heads. I said, no problem. Put on the calendar, paper mache day. So she's been waiting for paper mache day for weeks. Paper mache day is coming. We're going to make these paper mache heads. So meanwhile, I've got my Invisalign thing coming up. Get my teeth done so I don't have to wear this stupid thing anymore. So I'm just kind of waiting because usually they send me, I didn't write down like an idiot what day it was. I'm just waiting for the text. And sure enough, I get that text. And it's not only the same day, it's at the exact same time as paper mache day.
Naturally.
Of course. So I cannot skip paper mache day.
No.
But it's like, all right, whatever. So I call him up and I say, you know, is there any, like, time before or after that exact block, like earlier in the day, later in the day? And you know they say, of course, no, there's not. I said, okay, well, you know, when's the next time I can go in to get this off? And as God is my witness, and it's even more ironic, she says, well, you know, your dentist is out all of May.
What?
He's getting surgery on his toe. Okay. Now, the funny thing is, I have a toe, my left big toe, which is like all messed up. He's getting surgery on the exact same thing I have. He's going to be gone all of May. So they go, the earliest we can get you in is like June 18th.
Jeez.
Okay. So because of paper mache day, I now have to wear this for 6 extra weeks. 6 extra weeks because of paper mache day. So, okay, fine. Love my daughter.
Exactly.
Whatever.
What is 6 extra weeks when you have a lifetime of love coming and a memory?
Exactly. She'll remember this forever if I don't have paper mache day. So I'm like, okay, fine. Paper mache day. So paper mache day was Monday, yesterday. Today's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
So you're probably all thinking, well, that's where Brian was. Paper mache day. Well, things never work out the way you want them to.
Oh, no.
So, you know, Sunday, she's kind of not feeling so great. I'm like, oh, my God. Let me guess. You're getting sick. And you're not going to be able to go to school for paper mache day. Like, oh, my God. So, you know, she's not feeling well. And I put her to bed Sunday night, and I'm like, you know, you may not be able to go to school tomorrow. And she just breaks down. Paper mache day!
Oh, no.
So I'm like, listen, I'll make you a deal, okay? If you're sick, I will still go for paper mache day. I will make the head for you, so we got it done, okay? And she's like, okay with that. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to make the head. Like, everything's fine. I ain't going to get sick. Well, what do you think happens at midnight? She's so sick, she can't breathe. And so took her to the hospital. And, of course, the emergency room was a disaster. Like, there literally was almost a UFC fight in the emergency room, like these teenagers. Like, they almost got in a fight. Security had to come and, like, arrest people. And the patient's just calmly sitting there. And finally, you know, got a room at 5 a.m.
5?
5 a.m.
Wait, you were in there. Oh, man.
They start doing all this stuff, you know. And long story short, I think I got 3 hours of sleep that night. And then suffice to say, there was no paper mache day. And it is now Tuesday. She's still in the hospital because it appears that she had a pretty serious asthma attack. And we didn't even really know she had asthma. I mean, never diagnosed or never really had any problems. She'd had, you know, when she was a baby, every time she got sick, she would get croup. But they're supposed to outgrow croup after a while. And so she would still, like, once a year, she would get sick and have breathing issues and, you know, take her in and they'd give her the oral steroid or whatever and she'd be fine. But, like, this one was bad. And oral steroid didn't work. And, I mean, she's been on oxygen until about 2 hours ago to try to get her oxygen levels back up. So the good news is, seems like she's fine. She'll probably come home this afternoon. But, now, tomorrow is makeup paper mache day. And so, you ever seen a man pray? You ever seen a man really get on his knees and pray to the good Lord above?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've been that person.
A lot of that, because she is very much looking forward to going and finishing that paper mache head tomorrow. So hopefully, there's going to be a good payoff to this angle, because so far, it has been nothing but heat. Vince McMahon style heat. And that's where I was yesterday, everybody. And then I don't want to really get on this, but I did tell Dave, like, I got 3 hours of sleep. Can we, like, do the show at 11?
I was going to ask you about
this. Yeah, and so I was all ready to go at 11. And at 11:29, we still hadn't started. He was still, like, you know, getting ready. And then I'm like, what is going on here? And I find out he's been tweeting. So if you heard the show last night and the show started and I was like trying desperately to get this show on the road and just go, now you know why. And also, if you hear the Sunday show where Dave and I are talking about like Vince McMahon or whatever, that first segment where we went like 30 minutes talking about Vince and Tony Khan and everything like that, I was doing that segment and also getting ready to take Paisley to the hospital because it was all happening during that show. So if you want a glimpse into, like, how fun this job is, how easy it is, well, there you go. That's my story.
You're a good dad, Brian Alvarez.
God, if we don't do that head tomorrow, I don't even know.
Can you just, like, is there a minor league baseball team in town where you could just, like, you know, knock over one of the mascots and steal one of their heads or something like that? I mean, could you do that?
I mean, we'll be doing paper mache here. I don't even know how.
Well,
I'll make it up.
You'll be a pinata master by the time you're done with it. You better make this look good, not disappoint that little girl.
And no matter how exhausted I was last night, I still did a better job than Dave with Patrick Mahomes' name.
Oh, Mahomes?
Mahomes. Yes.
The Mahomes on him.
So, a couple of other notes here. So, Darby did get hit by a bus.
In the face.
Talked about that a couple of days ago.
In the face.
He said, we're in New York hanging out, and I guess his buddy there was jaywalking. I see this bus. It's taking a right turn. I'm like, there's no way they're going to see Raymond at night walking, like, at all. Because, like I said, he can't even really walk that good. So as I'm pushing him, all right, hurry up, hurry up. There's a bus coming. The bus is taking a right. Must have been going 8, 10 miles an hour. Wasn't anything like 30. but I was pushing him out of the way. The side of the bus window, my face bounced off of it. So you could say I saved Raymond Pettibon's life. And he said he didn't get checked out immediately, but got medical attention later. My nose is definitely broken. You ever heard the saying, no good deed goes unpunished? That is the story of this show today. No good deed goes unpunished. And that was while recovering from a broken foot. So he's on a broken foot. He saves his buddy and gets his face destroyed as a result. Then there's a story about Rock's alleged chronic lateness. The Rap did an article and claimed that he was something like 3 hours late for WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, supposedly. I think they may have gotten that story mixed up with the fan convention.
We were told by WWE that he was not 3 hours late for WrestleMania.
No.
So, but you know, whoever heard of it? So is that what you know? It's classified as news nowadays. Famous guy is late all the time.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But I think this was also playing into another story that came from a film set that said that his chronic lateness caused a lot of problems, and then that combined with other things had whatever this movie was.
Well, they did claim it cost him $50 million.
Yeah, well, $250 million budget for this movie, but...
Well, you know what? If The Rock is chronically late and stops getting bookings for films, we'll know there's a problem. Right?
I don't know. I think the box office is going to determine that. And I don't know. Things have not been great for The Rock that way. But he's got this whole TKO thing he can now fall back on, too, if he needs to.
Then there's this one here. You know, one of the things about Japan...
You skipped over the whole thing about him peeing in bottles?
That's news.
Well...
Buddy used to do that on the road all the time. And then just roll down the window, and then he'd have another bottle.
I was always impressed. You know, the ones you could do in that small bottle top, you need to have the wide bottle, you know, the wide Gatorade one. You know, those guys, they were pros back in the day.
It is funny, the things that don't even...
Life like, on the road.
I don't even think about it. They're just normal to me. Anyway, so Japan is like, you know, very technologically, you know...
advanced.
But then you hear this story. New Japan has issued an apology to members of its official fan club after losing a USB drive that contained some of their personal information. They had a USB drive at a Cork and Hall show on April 22nd. Contained the name, date of birth, age, gender, membership number, membership type, membership expiration date of 32,775 people. Did not contain credit card info, addresses, phone numbers, or email addresses. But they lost their USB drive.
A USB drive with all that information on there. You got to be kidding me. You can like get a...
At least it wasn't on floppy disk.
I guess, but like you can get a Michelin star meal out of a vending machine in Japan, for heaven's sakes, and that's where they have everything? Apparently, New Japan said they're working on this and it won't happen again.
Also, Sanada... has been pulled from a bunch of shows, two more Road to Wrestling Dontaku events, both nights of Dontaku, and altogether 2024. He's been out of action since April 27th due to illness, and he is returning to Tokyo for a medical appraisal, but we don't know anything else. So hopefully he's all right.
Possibly, maybe has a virus from what I've heard, but we'll find out. Hopefully all the best to him and everybody else who seems to be getting injured or sick right now. Stay
yeah,
well, everybody.
Good Lord. Yeah, it's going to come home. His pace is going to be better, and then we're all going to get sick. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brandon here says, that story is wild. When I was a kid, I remember going to the doctor for a routine checkup for my asthma. And the doctor said, well, let's check your older brother since he's here. And they checked him, and he was having an asthma attack, and we had to rush him to the ER.
Oh, my God. What?
God.
Oh.
And
well, things used to be different back in the day.
You know, also those pictures I post of Hanalei where she's got the angry face and the attitude and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Paisley is the sweetest, nicest girl, but she was a total granny. She was Sarah. She's screaming at the doctors, I will not stay here another night! Just heal me! They were laughing. Not as she was screaming. They were trying to be serious about it, but afterwards they were like, oh my God. She was yelling at us, just heal me! Yeah.
Now, has Hana shown any sympathy in all of this?
Actually, it's pretty sweet. She's asked when she gets to see her sister again.
Aww.
And usually they're just nothing but, like, rivals.
Well, yeah, that's why. She needs to have her back. She understands a little bit of loss now to have her back so she can torture her all over again.
Yeah, she wants her back to steal her toys. So anyway, tonight it is the Brian, Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean show. It is WWF Challenge Episode 10. Season 1, Episode 10.
An awesome series of shows these have been.
Yes. So we're going to watch it. I've enjoyed them immensely. We kind of try and talk a little bit of history as well and that sort of thing. They're quite the blast from the past. So that's for subscribers tonight. The Brian and Vinny Show, video.f4wonline.com, wrestlingobserver.com. Back tomorrow with a lot more news and plenty to talk about. So, thanks as always. Make sure you watch that Abraham Lincoln video. And then click like and subscribe there. And on our video.f4wonline.com YouTube page as well. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.